13th of July, 1755. Master Kenway, did you find it then? They were the first words Charles Lee said to me when I entered our room at the Green Dragon Tavern. My men were all assembled, and they looked at me with expectant eyes, then faces that dropped when I shook my head no. It was not the right place, I confirmed. I fear the temple was nothing more than a painted cave. Still, it contained precursor images and script, which means we are close. We must redouble our efforts, expand our order, and establish a permanent base here, I continued. Though the site eludes us, I am confident we will find it. Truth, said John Pitcairn. Hear, hear, chimed Benjamin Church. Furthermore, I believe it is time we welcomed Charles into the fold. He has proven himself a loyal disciple and served unerringly since the day he came to us. You should be able to share in our knowledge and reap all the benefits such a gift implies, Charles. Are any opposed? The men stayed silent, casting approving looks at Charles. Very well, I went on. Charles, come, stand. As he approached me, I said, Do you swear to uphold the principles of our order and all of that for which we stand? I do. Never to share secrets nor divulge the true nature of our work? I do. And to do so from now until death, whatever the cost? I do. The men stood. Then we welcome you into our fold, brother. Together we will usher in the dawn of a new world, one defined by purpose and order. Give me your hand. I took the ring I'd removed from Braddock's finger and pushed it onto Charles's. I looked at him. You are a Templar now. And at that he grinned. May the Father of Understanding guide us, I said, and the men joined me. Our team was complete.